Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 1. Matthew 8, verse 1. When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them." When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. Jesus had great compassion on the people that were suffering around him. And in the beginning of chapter 8, we see this leper that comes to Jesus that makes a confession. I don't know if you noticed that, but he makes a confession. He said, "If you will," or as we might put it, you know, "if it is according to your will, you can make me clean." There's his confession. He confesses that Jesus has the power to make him clean. That's what he believes. And not only that, but also he is confessing that he believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Otherwise, he wouldn't believe that he has this power. And so there's a lot contained within that statement, "You can make me clean." I don't think this leper is just following the crowd. I think this leper believes in Jesus. And he realizes that Jesus has the power to do this, and that Jesus has compassion on those that are ill or suffering, and that perhaps he would be willing to make him clean. And so he comes and makes this statement, and Jesus says, "I will." In other words, "It is my will. Be clean. Be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Not slowly over time, not getting better a little bit each day, maybe over the course of weeks. No, it was an immediate cleansing. There's no doubt whatsoever that this was a miracle. Now, they're still under the old law, and this man is known to have leprosy. So Jesus tells him to go and fulfill the old law, to go and offer the gift and the proof that is required in order for him to be considered clean and to enter back into the rest of the city. Remember that those that had leprosy were required to remain separated and be outside the city. They couldn't see their family, their friends. They couldn't get close to anyone. No, this was a communicable disease. Along these same lines, we also read of a centurion that comes to him. Now in Luke chapter 7, there's a little bit more information about this centurion that tells us that he highly valued his servant, and that this centurion had a good report among the Jews, that the Jews were willing to speak up for him and say that he was worthy to be assisted. He was a Roman citizen, well, assuming he was a citizen, but he was a centurion, meaning he was over 100 men in the Roman army. And he was probably there as part of a garrison, since this was a Roman province. So this was, in all likelihood, previously a pagan. And that even though he was born into that, that's what his family was, he had this good report among the Jews because he conducted himself honorably. I think it says a lot about him that the Jews regard him in this way, that they trusted him. But I think there's more that we can assume about him safely. We can make some educated guesses about this man. Now, when he came into the Judean province of Rome, maybe he began to investigate these people that he was going to be guarding and or, you know, keeping rule over. So maybe he becomes a believer in Jehovah before this point, and that's part of his good behavior. Or maybe he just was raised in a way in which they conducted themselves honestly and honorably. But when he comes to Jesus and he states that he recognizes the authority and the power of Jesus, there has to be some faith in God himself. Not just the God of the Jews, but as one who he would be accountable to. Again, I'm making some educated guesses about him, but I think they're pretty safe guesses. But he comes and makes request about this servant that he values greatly, that he cares about, and asks for Jesus to heal him. And Jesus says, I'll come, but he says, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. I think there's some recognition that Jews weren't supposed to come to the home of a Gentile. So there's that part of it. Maybe he also feels that he's not worthy because of who Jesus is. But he makes this statement. He says, I'm a man under authority and a man with authority. That's what he states when he says, with soldiers under me. And he says, if I say to one to go, he goes, and to another come, he comes, and to my servant do this, and he does it. In other words, I recognize what authority means. I recognize that you have authority, and so I know that if you say it, it will be done. And Jesus says, this is great faith. He marveled at him. He says, with no one in Israel I have found such faith. And then he says, many will come and from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom, that is the Jews, they will be thrown into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And he turns back to the centurion and says, go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. The moment Jesus, with his authority and his power, makes the statement, it is done. So Jesus points out this is the kind of faith that we all need to have. It's the kind of faith that makes us truly follow God and makes us pleasing in his sight. But it's also the kind of faith that will prompt Gentiles to come into the kingdom while Jews reject the kingdom. And of course, we see that throughout the record of the first century and the saints during that time. So this is a very important passage for us to think about and think about our own faith. How strong is our faith? How strong is our belief? Do we believe in the power, the authority, and the place of Jesus as King and Savior? Think about these things today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.